From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The killings of five police officers in the southwestern U.S. city of Dallas is prompting President Barack Obama to cut his trip to Europe short by one day. The decision did not change the president's plans at the NATO summit that was concluding in Warsaw Saturday after member states agreed on new efforts to deter Russia from threatening member states on the alliance's eastern flank. Obama will travel to Dallas, Texas next week on the invitation of the city's mayor, as the police officer killed by the lone gunman are remembered. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his state will pull through this tragedy.
Texas is a tough state. But just like we have overcome so many challenges in the past, we will overcome this challenge with the future being even better than the past.
Aside from the people in the U.S. mourning the loss of the Dallas police officers, there was a growing movement calling for police reforms following this week's killings of two black men by police in the states of Minnesota and Louisiana. In Washington, D.C., Friday night, demonstrators rallied outside the Department of Justice.
We'll just kind of see what the weekend brings. I hope we can use this to actually have a discussion about race and what it's like to be black in America and what it's like to have those discussions with your kids.
Everyone has to show their support. It shouldn't be confined to one race. It's about equality.
Some of U.S. authorities anticipate demonstrations will continue at least through the weekend. In the western city of Phoenix, witnesses say police used pepper spray and tear gas Friday night to control some demonstrators, but there were no immediate reports of arrests. North Korea appears to have test-fired a ballistic missile launched from a submarine from the country's eastern coast. South Korean defense officials said they could